This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You found it. The front lines of the resistance. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And boy, we have some big developments from Tucker Carlson front coming up next segment. And even bigger developments. Pentagon appoints more Trump loyalists, including China experts. So Trump's finally making his move. It may not be too late. We'll see. But this is one hell of a time to be alive. But we've got this video. It's up on InfoWars.com. Supreme Court Justice Roberts was reportedly scared to take up the Texas case, according to Congressman Matt Patrick, and what his office was told by Supreme Court Justice Roberts. Pretty amazing video. Here it is.
Line that talks of, it was written by someone who's a current staffer for one of the Supreme Court justices. And this, I'll just describe the report to you that I read, and you can make of it what you will. He said that the justices, as they always do, went into a closed room to discuss, you know, cases they're taking or do debate. There's no phones, no computers, no nothing. No one else is in the room except for the nine justices. It's typically very civil. They usually don't hear any sound as they just debate what they're doing. But when the Texas case was brought up, he said he heard screaming through the walls as Justice Roberts and the other liberal justices were insisting that this case not be taken up. And the reason, the words that were heard through the wall when Justice Thomas and Justice Alito were citing Bush versus Gore from John Roberts were, I don't give a about that case. I don't want to hear about it. At that time, we didn't have riots. So what he was saying was that he was afraid of what would happen if they did the right thing. And I'm sorry, but that is moral cowardice. And we in the SREC, I'm an SREC member, we put those words in very specifically because the charge of the Supreme Court is to ultimately be our final arbitrator, our final line of defense for right and wrong. And they did not do their duty. So I think we should leave these words in because I want to send a strong message to them. Thank you.
Is there any other discussion on the amendment to the motion?
Mr. Chairman, I raise a point of order against further consideration.
Again, that's the Texas legislature and what went on there and what their reports are from the Supreme Court. Absolutely. When you know about these judges, not just Supreme Court justices, but others, they're chosen because they're so autistic, basically, would be the best word to describe them. They literally live in la-la land, these lawyers. And they think COVID's real. They think everything's real. They think MSNBC is real. They think CNN's real. And they think groveling to it all gets them ahead. I mean, they see something on CNN, they think God said it. And so you see Black Lives Matter all fired up and $10+ billion, $10.6 billion raised since May. And they don't want to be called a racist. That's why they say it makes no sense. You know, when they call me a racist, well, to the left, that's scary. To the left, that's a big, big deal to be called that. And their whole world revolves around not being told that because in their politically correct universe, it doesn't matter if they give $100, it goes to George Soros or, you know, China's got death camps. Saying America sucks and giving $100 to Black Lives Matter that goes to Democratic Party, that makes them feel good. Wearing a mask makes them feel good. It's something being done for them. They're protecting themselves. And so it's a cult of cowardice, a cult of ignorance, a cult of idiocy. And they don't want to hear statistics. They don't want to hear facts. They don't want, no. They've occupied the country our forebears created, and they're running it straight into the ground. And that's why something this wealthy and powerful always ends up falling, because a bunch of soft scum take it over. We've got the Tucker Carlson piece as we enter the season of Michael Vincent Hayden, and the latest in the zeitgeist. We are the InfoWar. The U.S. Postal Service tells InfoWars that as long as you get your order in by December 18th and we're able to ship it out by that date, you will get it anywhere in the United States before Christmas. But listen, don't wait. Do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Get great products and fund the InfoWar now at the most critical time, not just in InfoWars history, but this country's history. You have invested in InfoWars. You prayed for us. You've spread the word. You bought the products. And you've gotten the benefits of the information warfare, of the truth, in the fight against the globalists. But now is the time to redouble all our efforts in praying for a great awakening, which is starting to happen, in spreading the word about InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.video, and at the very same time buying amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com. We have some of the biggest sales, if not the biggest, of the year, certainly on some items, the biggest sales of the year, on nutraceuticals, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com. So thanks for your support. Get those orders in, and God bless. Post-human era. This is the InfoWar.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, I've got some really giant news that I'm going to hit in a moment, because Trump really is showing all the signs he's going after the deep state and has turned his afterburners on, but that's kind of a day late, a dollar short, I think. I think Matt Bracken was right when I saw him last week say that those thinking we're going into peaches and cream and a bed of roses are smoking some of the wacky tobacco. There are some chances and there are some avenues of hope in our moment of discontent, but we've got to be honest about how much SH-T we're in. We want to turn that around. But let's talk about Michael Vincent Hayden, one of the most corrupt CIA directors ever. So horrible, they also had him before that run the NSA. Lying to Congress, saying that there's no Fourth Amendment, caught spying on political adversaries, caught spying on the Senate. He's a bad, bad man. And the word is, people that work with him, is that I was dead on when I made some points about what he looks like. I'm not saying he's a child molester. I'm just saying he looks like one. So we've got all that information. He came out and said I should be arrested 2 days ago. He said, yeah, Jones threatened Biden, he should be arrested. No, I said, Biden is a reanimated corpse, an edifice of a collapsing system, and whether he gets into office in 38 days or whether he's removed by some other means, he'll be gone either way. Same thing Pelosi said 6 months ago about Trump. The last thing I want is violence against Biden, turning him into a damn martyr. And I'm not a gangster tough guy that's into talking about killing people, okay? I'm not like Hayden and Obama that talk about their drone strikes all day. But here's the article on InfoWars.com by Don Salazar. Former CIA director Hayden slams Tucker for going after Dr. Jill Biden. But she's not a doctor. It's a fake doctorate. He covered it. And then Hayden goes out and says, oh, Tucker in college tried to join the CIA, but was rejected, according to Wikipedia. Well, number one, who cares what Wikipedia says? Most of us lies. Plus, if you know anything about Tucker Carlson, you know that his dad ran Voice of America and a bunch of other things. And so it's kind of like your dad wanting you to join the football team, but you really don't want to. Tucker Carlson is the number one TV host in U.S. modern history. Tucker Carlson's a patriot and well-spoken and stood up for America. So, oh, he didn't get into the club like Hayden did. What a sick little monster Hayden is. Arrest journalists, keep Assange in jail, arrest Alex Jones, and then don't respond to Jill Biden's fake doctorate. No, just say, oh, you tried to get in the CIA and didn't, even if that's true. Hayden. So let's go. Of course, by the time he tried to join the CIA, it's true. It was globalist run, so we know why they didn't let him in. Not like his dad's days of working in the government. So let's go ahead and go to a little clip here of Tucker Carlson talking about this.
You don't just walk toward the light, you run. So contrary to what you may have read, Dr. Jill Biden is not a healer. She's not allowed to write prescriptions. She wouldn't know what to do with your appendix. Dr. Jill has an education degree from some school in Delaware, and you're supposed to find that highly impressive. She could be a surgeon general. Now, many have laughed at the apparent absurdity of this, but we took it seriously because that's our job. We actually read her dissertation this week, the very document that made her, quote, a doctor. And what did we discover when we did that? We're going to give it to you in a diagnosis. Dr. Jill needs reading glasses. Either that or she's borderline illiterate. There are typos everywhere, including in the first graph of the introduction. Dr. Jill can't write. She can't really think clearly either. Parts of the dissertation seem to be written in a foreign language using English words. They're essentially pure nonsense, like pig Latin or dogs barking. The whole thing is just incredibly embarrassing. And not simply to poor illiterate Jill Biden, but to the college that considered this crap scholarship. Embarrassing, in fact, to our entire system of higher education, to the nation itself. Jill Biden's doctoral dissertation is our national shame. Are we overstating this? Well, you decide. On the very first page of Dr. Biden's opus, she describes an average class of students at a community college called Delaware Tech. Of course, she counts the students by their skin color. She's a Biden, after all. But pay close attention to the math. Quote, 3/4 of the class will be Caucasian. 1/4 of the class will be African-American. 1 seat will hold a Latino, and the remaining seats will be filled with students of Asian descent or non-resident aliens. In other words, somehow Dr. Biden accounted for all 5/4 of the class, which actually isn't easy. You've got to pay very close attention to do something.
Well, that's not true, because on South Park, you've got part bear, part man, part pig. You know, one half bear, one half human, one half pig. I mean, there's three halves, right? There's five quarters. I mean, this is fuzzy math, ladies and gentlemen. And so imagine the response of Hayden that we talked about yesterday. We showed you the day before on his Twitter saying, oh my gosh, Trump's Supreme Court says that churches should be open and that you can't have laws against it. And then the very next day, he's at a Pittsburgh Steelers game going, yeah, let's play football. And it's wall to wall, 100,000 people, it looks like. So, again, on the same two-day period, he totally contradicts himself, just like she did, where there's 5/4 or half man, half bear, half pig. There's the man, bear, pig killing Satan. It must be real. It was on Comedy Central. Our next guest host takes over, Matt Bracken, and then the War Room, Owen Schroyer. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Let me hit this last little piece of news. It's some good news, but is it a day late or dollar short? Well, whatever. Not if we wake up and take action. Not if Congress has fraud hearings. Not if the Senate holds up the electors. I mean, we have all the evidence of fraud. Get up there like Perry Mason, show it, and say we're not standing for this. My goodness. They passed all these regulations without the state legislature's doing it. The governors did with the Democrats to say they'd accept all these fake ballots. It's a fraud on its face. But I digress. Pentagon appoints more Trump loyalists, including China expert. Pentagon recently added several new Trump loyalists to its defense policy board, including China expert who will serve as the board chair, which indicates President Trump isn't backing down. And a lot of the people he's been appointing show that. And we've seen a lot of good news. We've seen Bill Barr leaving and the rest of it. So don't trust the scam. Don't trust the plan. Take action now is what needs to be done. And you've never had a more open and shut case than what we have with Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, his brother, and the rest of the family. I mean, this is a criminal enterprise of incredible proportions. The problem is the same Justice Department is overseeing this. But Bill Barr's gone. So did Barr resign because Trump went ahead and got people to move forward with the Hunter Biden investigation and to make it public? I'm just not going to hold my breath like I've always been doing for 2 weeks more, 2 weeks more in the last 3 years. Oh, my gosh, Sessions is going to get him. Oh, no, Bill Barr, he played the bagpipes. You know what that means. I just know in this world, I saw that Fox News host, God bless her. She's like, oh, an intel officer told me there was evidence of election fraud. I said, oh, like an intel officer is just this magic person. They may do it for a living. They may do a lot of research, but there's not like some secret crystal ball you get invited into and then you have the answers to all of it. No. Most information is open source or what you personally observe in the real world. And what I've seen is a bunch of sycophantic, end of a republic, end of an empire, swamp behavior. And I see all the swamplings all dreaming of their military conquest of the heartland, preparing for war against all of us. So I tell you, this is not a time for squeamish folks. Either run up the white flag or get your ass in gear politically to speak out while you still can and support any alternative independent outlet you can, like Matt Bracken's enemiesfarandomestic.com or our Infowars.com or Newswars.com, because we are tomorrow's news today. And please don't forget, it's one of your last chances to do your Christmas shopping with Infowars to keep us on the air. I want to thank you all for your support at Infowarsstore.com. Free shipping, up to 60% off of double Patriot points. We got three great items back in stock just for Christmas. Prostaguard, Living Defense, and, of course, Alpha Power at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force is great as well to boost your immune system. I want to thank you all for your support. Matt Bracken takes over in the War Room with Owen Stroyer. There won't be any election countdown tonight because we're having to do a reorganization to see what we're able to do. I've got to do some accounting right after the show, by the way. That's one of the reasons I'm having to do all this. So please support us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Matt Bracken.
Well, it's pretty hard to get into the Christmas spirit this year, exactly. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's watching the country that you grew up in, the country that you love, the country of your forefathers, our free republic, watching it crumble and crash and burn before our eyes, apparently. I think that the Supreme Court put the final nail in the coffin last week when the cowards punted and washed their hands like Pontius Pilate. You know, they were evidently too afraid of the riots. So the communists get the not the heckler's veto, but the terrorist veto. You know, let us have it, even though it was stolen, or we'll burn your cities. And the Supreme Court said, all right then, we'll let you have it. But that's not going to be the end of the story, because at least we know what happened. More than half of Americans, by the polls, you know, say that there was fraud. This is Republicans and Democrats. Obviously, the vast majority of Republicans. But when they say a third of the Democrats admit that there was fraud, you got to assume that a lot of these Democrats, they're good comrades. So they're going to lie for the team. You know, the ends justify the means by any means necessary. So just like good little commissars, they're going to say, no, comrade, there was no fraud. But in their heart, they know it's true. So I would have to say that most sentient thinking Americans, they understand what happened. I mean, you even have it on video. You watch them pulling the trunk loads of fake ballots out from under the table, and the media just stays with, there was no fraud. No fraud at all. It's not that these cases have been heard in court and have been shot down. The cases haven't been heard at all. These courts at the state and the Supreme Court level have refused to hear the cases. They're like the see no, hear no, speak no evil monkeys. They think that they can just slide through this and we'll just accept Biden as president. I think it was Larry Elder, I heard, or maybe it was somebody else, said Trump had, you know, the biggest coattails in history, pulling up, the Congress and saving the Senate and improving our stand in state legislatures, yet he had no coat. How does that happen? We're supposed to believe that Joe Biden from the basement doing these rallies in front of a couple of cars from a car dealership, you know, like all Jeeps on one or, you know, all other cars on another. They literally bring vehicles in from a car lot and hire Democrats to stand around. And we're supposed to believe that he not only beat Hillary Clinton's number, but Barack Obama's number of votes in both elections, including 2012, nobody with three brain cells believes this at all. Now, local house, a little bit of local InfoWars. I was really, you know, it hurts to hear that David Knight is gone. I've been on the show many times and consider him I don't know him well, but I mean, based on before and after and during the commercials, he's a real gentleman. He's a great guy. And for any of you skeptics that think that InfoWars is some kind of a cash cow, that it's just raking in the dough, it's not. This is a shoestring operation. You know, this is a month by month deal. And with Biden in the White House, the Justice Department is going to be turning the dogs loose on all of their enemies. This will include the Trump family, and it's going to include the InfoWars family. You know, we have seen nothing to compare to the lawfare that is going to be set loose on the enemies of the deep state if and when Biden is inaugurated. Now, there is going to be no holds barred in their venom going after their enemies, especially their enemies in the media, and InfoWars being a big part of that. People like General Hayden, NSA, CIA, they're not bluffing when they say that they want to see Alex Jones arrested. They'd like to see Alex Jones in a cell like Julian Assange. Me too, and a lot of other people, myself included, you know, would wind up there if they can get their way. That's how serious this is. So if anything good has come out of this, it's been lifting the blinders off of many normie Americans that always just assumed, hey, America is special. America will never go down. We'll always be free. Freedom is our birthright. But now we can see that this is really just an example of an extended normalcy bias. Now we see that the deep state really has been running the show. You know, in Mexico and in South America, they have that saying, plata o plomo, silver or lead. And they'll come into the mayor's office when he's elected and put the trunk, you know, the suitcase on the table with the gun and the money and give him the choice. Well, now we know in America, it's not really all that different, but it's more subtle. What Trump did was come into town and talk about draining the swamp. He was talking about turning off this revolving door of graft. And as a result, every gun in town was aimed at him from day one. In the media, in academia, and obviously in politics, he had from the start, he had every Democrat and half of the Republicans against him. Half of the Republicans just want to be the loyal opposition, the B side of the 45 record, for you guys that get that reference. Yeah, they're just happy to be, you remember the Harlem Globetrotters, they're happy to play the Washington Generals. They can collect all the graft, take all the bribes from the companies that they buy contracts from, or they vote for the bills that pay the billions for the missiles, and then the Democrats do the same kind of graft on their side with welfare and paying for the, you know, urban projects that really just go into a few pockets. It's just a game. Mitch McConnell's part of this happy crew. I mean, he's a deep state swamp rat among the best of them. I mean, he's married into a family that is in the billion-dollar level Chinese shipping business. You can't tell me he's not a deep stater. He's also taken money from Dominion voting systems and other companies implicated in this fraud. He doesn't want an exploration of this. He wants it all buried. He wants it swept under the rug for good. Half of the Republicans in Congress are whispering a sigh of relief that Trump is going to be out of town and their old colleague Joe Biden will be in charge. And they think that it's just going to go back to business as usual. But I'm here to tell you, business as usual is dead. It's gone. It's over. It's never going back to the way that it was. Now, just in the last 24 hours, there's been some news on the Second Amendment front that I'm going to start the next segment with. If you have any guns, you're going to...
During our war for independence, during some of the darkest days, Thomas Jefferson, the man credited with writing our Declaration of Independence and much of our Constitution later, said, look, this is not going to be an easy fight. We're not going to be transported to liberty on a bed of feathers. No, ladies and gentlemen, we've actually had incredible successes with Donald Trump. and Bolsonaro and the Liberty Movement worldwide. We're going to have major setbacks, but there is a giant awakening happening. That's why the globalists have gone ahead and launched their Great Reset, global collapse, worldwide social credit score, tracking app, microchip, forced inoculation takeover now, because if they don't force it now, they're never going to get it. So InfoWars has never been more critical. I want to thank you all for your support, and I want to encourage you to do your Christmas shopping now at InfoWarsStore.com. And if we ship your order out by the 18th, the Postal Service says you will get it before Christmas. So get those orders in at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're investing in freedom and liberty and justice while getting great products. Thanks for your support. Please shop at InfoWarsStore.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. It's Matt Bracken. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, my books are they're on Amazon. You can get them on Kindle or Audible if you don't mind the fact that they'll probably be deleted at some point as, you know, seditious, subversive, anti-government, dangerous literature. If you get them in the print version and you get them from me, I'll sign them. And then you're not giving, I think Amazon's got enough money, frankly. Honestly, I really do. You know, this InfoWars channel, we've come to take it for granted. It's been around for a quarter of a century, or in one form or another. But I don't think it's ever faced a challenge like what's coming over the horizon. I mean, it's hard to think about this, but the same people that are happy that Julian Assange is dying in prison, you know, being murdered in slow motion and in Great Britain's most notorious high security prison where they keep terrorists and mass murderers, you know, where you are essentially driven insane stage by stage through isolation, through sensory deprivation. I mean, it's a very cruel thing, and I would certainly encourage President Trump to pardon this, you know, many people, but starting with Julian Assange. And I'm not sure at this point, even if Trump pardoned him, will the Brits figure out some way to hold him, charge him with something else, get him back to Holland or Sweden on one of these other bogus charges so that the deep state, because the deep state is global, folks. We're not just talking about U.S. versus U.K. jurisdictions and laws. This octopus has tentacles everywhere, and I don't think they want Julian Assange ever to see the light of day, both for what he can say and as he's serving as a living example of what happens when you go against the deep state, that they're going to just ruin you and destroy you. How many reporters are now essentially operating under old Soviet rules? You know, you pretend to be a reporter, but you know there's third rails out there. There's things you just don't dare talk about. Michael Hayden saying that he'd like to see Alex Jones and, you know, arrested and in jail. That's just part of the same thing. And we're coming into a very serious era. Now, for you gun owners out there, you'll know right away if you've what an AR-15 is. And because of the peculiarities of the way that U.S. law was defining what are legal and illegal weapons in the last half of a century, it turned out that an AR-15 could be a pistol if it had a brace instead of a stock on the back and a short barrel in front. Made it a very compact, handy, you know, effective weapon platform. But the ATF, just in the last 24 hours, has redefined what is allowable. And it looks like all of the millions and millions of AR-15 pistols are going to be made illegal, not by passing a new law, but just by a definition, a bureaucratic definition. And this is while Trump is still the president of the United States. So you can see that within the Department of Justice, these agencies are already acting as if Trump is gone. He's just a very lame duck. They're looking forward to Biden, Harris, Beto O'Rourke, and the gun grabbers are feeling their oats. So if they're going to do this now, before Biden is even inaugurated, just imagine what's coming next spring. You know, Kamala Harris has said that she is going to ban semi-automatic weapons within 100 days by executive action, even if there is no law passed by Congress. Now, the normies out here who are still clinging to the old rule of law notions of America are going to be thinking, but Matt, they can't do that. You can't outlaw guns by an executive action. It would be unconstitutional. I mean, they just couldn't do it. They have to pass a law. Who are you kidding? The Supreme Court has given the green light to stealing an election. They have put the stamp of approval on stealing an election in front of our faces. You know, right now, the last firewall is supposedly this Georgia election early January. And we're thinking, like normies, if we just get out there and vote for Loeffler and Perdue, we can stave off this disaster because we'll still hold the Senate. Folks, do you think we're going to win that election in Georgia if we couldn't stop the theft of the presidential election in front of our eyes? You know, Zuckerberg alone, through a couple bogus foundations that they created, pumped more than $400 million into, quote-unquote, turning out the vote in Democrat areas in these swing states. These involved putting what they called Zucker boxes every few blocks throughout cities like Philadelphia, where these randomly, who knows if they were mass-produced, printed, imported from China, but all of these ballots that wound up in these Zucker boxes ended up being counted. There were no rejections. There was statistically, you could put Mickey Mouse on a ballot that you Xeroxed, and the Xerox might even smear because you're yanking out of the machine so fast. It's going to be counted in the Dominion vote switching machine. It will be counted. So now they're doing this in Georgia, and they're putting their record in places like Milwaukee and Philadelphia to shame. They have buses driving around that are mobile polling stations paid for by Zuckerberg. They have these Z boxes all over Atlanta where you can stuff in your made-up mail-in ballots. Anybody who thinks we're going to win that with a, you know, appealing to the Republicans, get out the vote for these two stalwart senators that won't even defend Trump, that give him not even lip service, and they think that Republicans are going to turn out for them? Part of me says, if we're going to have this fight, let's just get on with it and not go through this sham of Mitch McConnell allegedly leading the Republicans, half of whom hate Trump as much as the Democrats, just want to get back to playing the Washington Generals, the happy losers, you know, to the Democrat globetrotters. So if this is going to happen, why not just let it go all the way? And I'm not necessarily saying that's what I think Republicans in Georgia should do, but that sentiment, I think, is fairly prevalent in Georgia. And that means there's a significant percentage of the Republicans that voted for Trump and saw the election stolen anyway. They're going to say, the hell with it. You know, the old ballot box? It's over. And we know what comes after the ballot box. It's this box. And it's going to happen because already, before Trump is even gone, they're going after the AR pistols. You'll be a felon if you keep what you legally own today. You're going next year, you'll be a felon. Then they're going to outlaw semi-autos, rifles, pistols, shotguns. They're going to outlaw them, and you'll be a felon if you own it. So you'll have the choice. Do I destroy it, lose it in a canoe accident for real? Do I turn it in to the government? Do I wait for some program where they'll buy it back even though I didn't buy it from them? Or am I just going to keep it and say, the hell with you. If you want it, you're going to have to come and get it. And I don't know how many federal agents there are, but I think there's a hell of a lot more pissed off gun owners out there than there are federal agents willing to go house to house taking away our guns. Any gun that's legal right now, today in 2020, as far as I'm concerned, as a free American, it's going to be mine forever. And if they want it, they're going to have to come and get them.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Matt Bracken.
My very first novel is my Second Amendment novel, and it starts with a false flag massacre at a stadium that was used as a pretext to ban semi-automatic weapons in America. And one of the tools that the government used to try to enforce this was the fear of being snitched. You know, you might think, I'm just going to hang on to my now soon to be illegal AR-15 or AK-47 semi-auto. But what about my neighbor that knows that I own it? You know, didn't he vote for Biden? Wouldn't he like to see me out of the house, in jail? So they're going to be running public service announcements saying, you know, wives, it's not worth it. Your husband could be gone for 10 years if he doesn't obey the law. You know, do the right thing. Be smart. Register your weapons or turn them in for a buyback program. There's going to be unbelievable pressure. Another form of pressure that we're going to hear in these PSAs, and they'll also be popping up on Facebook and Twitter, you know, like the True Comrade election reports that you get popped up anytime that you post anything with the word election in it. You get a go here for good comrade information. I mean, this is really turning into Orwellian territory. They can lie for 4 years about Trump being a Russian agent. No problem. No fact check. But if you even talk about election fraud now, you get the automatic warnings, and you also get your spread throttled down. The other day, Mark Dice he put out a tweet that he said he just reposted a link to the Trump greatest speech, you know, the one that he had to put out on his own because the media wouldn't cover it. I mean, we have a president of the United States that can't give an Oval Office address. It won't be covered. So Mark Dice has a million followers. He put out a link to it, and it had 19 interactions out of a million. So they just turned his volume off. That's what they do. They just turn the volume off. But when they want to turn the volume up, it's going to be ever present. And you're going to hear messages like this. We already know you have an AR, so don't BS us. We know, even though there's not an official registry, we know because we keep track of who buys AR-15 magazines, ammunition, accessories. We know the same data mining AI programs that let big tech know what we're about to buy before we even think about it will let the government know with a 99.9% certainty who owns an AR-15 or any other semi-auto weapon. Now, I don't know where they're going to start. High-profile cases to make examples of people, but this is seriously coming. This is going to be a big gut check for people. There's going to be unbelievable pressure, especially when there are examples made of people. So how is this going to play out? I don't know. I wrote one version in Enemies Foreign and Domestic where by using a big massacre, like a Las Vegas-level massacre, they can get Congress to pass a law like in a matter of weeks. In this case, we're going to have an invalid, bogus president that half of the country thinks stole the election, you know, Venezuela style. So we're not likely to respect any laws or any executive orders coming out of this administration at all. You know, so I can only say hunker down and be prepared for heavy weather. Because besides going for the guns, they're also going to come out with a 100-day, at least, you know it'll never end, a mask edict. Biden's already talked about that. And what is the purpose of a mask edict? It's a compliance measure. Are you an obedient comrade? Do you dare to walk around outside without a mask? You are announcing that you're a scofflaw, that you are refusing to comply. And that's also a setup for the forced vaccinations that you know are coming. It's coming, folks. This is really getting into Mark of the Beast territory where you won't be able to buy and sell without that vaccine, that RNA vaccine that nobody can promise won't cause birth defects or other consequences that might not show up for years down the road. So we are getting into the serious push comes to shove phase of this. And I would just like to remind anybody in law enforcement, federal or local, and I've written about this extensively. I have published essays. They're in this book, the Bracken Collection. They're floating around on the internet. A message to law enforcement. If you cooperate with any form of gun confiscation, going after guns that this invalid, bogus, fraudulent administration tries to propose, if you cooperate with federal law enforcement at the local level, going after people's guns to arrest them for guns that are legal right now, today, in December of 2020, you are announcing that you are the domestic enemy that we swore that we would defend this country against. And to you federal law enforcement agents, I know the pension is sweet. You get to target your enemies and ignore crimes by Democrats. It's pretty sweet. It's a Stasi KGB deal you've got now. sweet pension, sweet benefits. But I'm telling you, there aren't enough of you. And if you think you're going to rely on local law enforcement to be your goon squads so that you can walk in with the raid jackets after the locals do the heavy lifting, I think those days are over. Local law enforcement lives among us. Their kids go to our kids' schools. We know who they are. They're not going to go along with this, no matter what threats are put on them to help you confiscate guns or, as it comes to the vaccination question, you know, refuse entry to places because people don't have their vaccine card or the vaccine code on their smartphone. It's going to get pretty dicey being local law enforcement. You're really going to be in the spot between the people and the feds. The feds at this point, you know, Sean Hannity saying 99% of the feds are great guys. That is out the window, normie, ridiculous, past history, rule of law era BS now. We are past that. The Supreme Court has put the stamp of approval on stealing the presidential election. They're about to put the stamp of approval on stealing the election in Georgia with mass mailbox drops of fake ballots. They're not going to lift a finger. They won't do anything. But I'll tell you what, any laws that come out of a Biden-Harris administration are going to be no laws at all to a lot of Americans. And these Americans are armed to the teeth. And when the ballot box is taken away from us, there's only one box left. And people had better take this damn seriously, because we're not joking around. We are absolutely not joking around. There's a reason you can't buy ammunition. It's because patriots have been buying it up, seeing the storm clouds on the horizon. So you federal agents had better do a good long look in the mirror at how much that pension is worth. Are you going to be around to collect it? Or will there be a government that comes in after this is hashed out and settled that considers you traitors, domestic enemies, oath breakers? If that happens, there won't be a pension. This is coming to a fight. And that's why the Second Amendment was put into the Constitution in the first place. Because our founding fathers knew eventually it would come to a fight. And when this fight happens, we've got a lot of people on our side, the freedom-loving side, with a lot of experience in special operations and guerrilla tactics. A lot. Way more than most of the feds that just came out of the Quantico school, where they're taking a knee for BLM. Is that what they teach in Quantico now? Take a knee for BLM in Washington, D.C.? The people on my side are hard, and we're angry. And we are not going to just roll over while our freedom is stolen away. You can steal an election. You can put a false president in the White House. But you can't make us respect him. You can't make us obey any laws that come out of a false presidency. No laws that come out of a Biden-Harris presidency will ever be obeyed. That's done. That era is over. I'll be back as long as I can.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.